We're the farm station, all ag, all day. Commodity Classic in Orlando and joined by Mike Lung. Mike's with Allendale. Hey, great to see you.
Great to see you as well. Happy to be here with you.
Okay, Commodity Classic. Tell me this. Why be at Commodity Classic? Why Allendale here?
Well, this is actually our first year here, and it's really just to get some more of that community back in here. It's been something since 2020. You really had everyone kind of move in their own direction, and getting everyone back together and really getting back with community is the big one here.
Okay, so for those who don't know about Allendale, what's the elevator speed?
Elevator pitch, here we go. So Allendale, we're going to be close to doing 40 years in the business. We started back in the 80s. And have really focused on agriculture with producers, with livestock producers, with grain producers, and really just making sure that we're looking out for their best interests and helping them with volatile markets. I mean, especially with what we've seen since electronic, everything went electronic and how fast it's been, and then 2020 into all the volatility we've seen, being able to help people out while they're helping the rest of us eat and helping them get better prices and making sure that someone's watching their back while they're helping feed the rest of us is really what we're focused on right now.
Now, obviously, Commodity Classic is corn, soybeans, wheat. Those are three things definitely in your wheelhouse. You've got sorghum in there, which we don't really trade as far as traded on the board anymore, but cotton as well. You do a little bit with cotton, don't you?
We do focus a bit on cotton. I know we have a broker, Greg McBride, that you've talked to in the past that does a lot with cotton, and it's a good crop to watch because it is just such a wild swing when you're looking at numbers. For the USDA, you have 1 month no crop, next month you find all the crop because you turned your head left. So yeah, we do a bit in all the grains, mainly focused in those big three, though.
Okay, so WASD is behind us at this point. What are we trading from now to the end of the month?
A lot of what we're trading now is continue to watch what South America is doing with their crop, because now we have a full South America corn crop that's actually smaller than last year with the cut that the USDA just gave us for Argentina. We've got the prospective planning at the end of the month, and then you have everyone's own analyst estimates that are going to be coming out beforehand. That's really going to be a big focus, including our own that we're doing right now. If you guys need www.allendale-inc.com to go over acreage, but that will be released next Wednesday. And we'll have our numbers. You have FC Stone. You have ADM. Everyone's going to be releasing their numbers to give us an idea of what we're going to be expecting for acreage as we go into the end of the month.
We start looking at the board, and for producers, it's trying to give them some indication of what to put in the ground. We talked about cotton earlier. Right now it looks like no indication that we want any cotton acres. Where will acres go this year just based upon what y'all are watching?
If we took a snapshot of the board right now, it seems like the only thing anyone's going to want to plant is beans. Right now they are giving a very good look. They're staying high, elevated. You've got corn, wheat, everything's really falling off. So most people are going to stick to corn. You got king corn. Everyone likes planting. It looks pretty. But you are getting more of a head scratcher of maybe I do switch some more acres to beans and doing more of a late idea with that, with where we're currently sitting at, and especially with where input costs are sitting at. It's getting a little bit more friendly to look over at the bean market and say, hey, maybe a couple more acres wouldn't be a bad thing.
What else are you watching? I mean, I've kind of teed up a few things here, but what is it that Mike's kind of got on that other tab over there that he's looking at? What's got you excited?
Well, the big one is going to be this more macro market when you're looking at the equities and the energies, and looking at that more from the idea of seeing a basket of commodity buying. You have everyone about inflation. You got the Fed talking about how it seems like it's more sticky than it should be. You're not seeing job numbers come down. So watching that potential inflation story work its way back in the mix is going to be a big one, because one thing you are seeing right now and have been seeing is market participation has been very low from an institutional standpoint. They've been relatively quiet. The only thing you've really had a larger commitment on is going to be the managed money long, but aside from that, you really don't have a lot of willing participants. So watching, as soon as we actually get the updates from the CFTC, watching those reports and seeing market involvement is going to be the big one, because as we get deeper in the season and you get more tenacity, more wants to have a stance on the market, that's where we'll be seeing. Because if you have managed money and you have a inflationary story come in, you get this buying a basket of goods. So that is a wild card event that definitely could be something that just kind of gets us out of nowhere with a very small lack of participation from a larger institutional frame.
If we want to keep up with Allendale, how do we do it?
They can reach us at 800-2-MARKET. That's 800-262-7538.
All right. Great to see you. Wish you the best. Enjoy Florida.
You as well.
Mike Lung with Allendale. Online at allendale-inc.com. We're the Farm Station. All ag, all day.